The question was asked if the Magen Midvina just described how a person who runs away from honor, but he's not truthfully running away from honor, really he wants the honor to chase after him, that's wrong. So then, what's right? And we could add to that, isn't there a correct time and place where a person is supposed to get honor? So I think that there's a difference between honor that's correct and honor that stems from arrogance. Let's take a simple example. You're a parent, and you think there's a certain amount of honor or respect that your children should give you. That's legitimate. A parent tells a kid, I want you to stop talking and go to sleep. It's 12 o'clock at night. The kid continues talking. And the parent says, hey, wait a second, didn't I just tell you to be quiet? Now, what's the parent really saying? I expect you to respect what I said. How could you be expecting someone to respect what you said? Isn't that arrogant? So you'll tell me, no. That's honor that's due a parent, and it's legitimate, and on the contrary, it's wrong if he forgoes it, right? Okay, let's take case number two. You're walking down the street, and you see kids playing with a cord that could be dangerous. If they play with it a little bit longer, so the cord might get uncovered and the electricity in the cord could hurt them. And you tell them, hey kids, you shouldn't be playing with that. And the kids say, who do you think you are? We're going to do whatever we want. And you think to yourself, they have no respect. And it's to their detriment. Do you want that respect because you think you're a genius, or because you have a little bit of experience in life and you'd expect that kids would have a certain amount of respect for someone older than them and it would be to their benefit, right? Is that wrong? No, that's right. Is it respect you want out of arrogance? No, it's respect that's normal, legitimate. You're standing in line and someone older than you cuts you in line and you're upset at them because that's unfair and you feel, that's not right. They're trampling over me. There's a basic respect that I'm owed as a human being. And there, it's not just that it's unfair. It's just disrespectful. Sometimes you say, I could afford the time. But that's not a way to behave. Yeah, I'm a human being. You could talk to me if you want to, if you need to go ahead of me in line or whatever. Is that arrogance? I don't think so. I think it's basic self-worth. And this continues as a person matures and grows and knows things. You know, a professor walks into the classroom and starts giving a lecture, and one of the kids raises his hand and says, "No, that's not the way to teach this subject." Is the professor being arrogant if he feels that it's wrong that the student speaks that way, or is it basic respect that he's due because he is supposed to know the subject? I think there are many examples where a desire for a certain basic respect does not stem from arrogance. And the giving of that respect, or call it honor, is not improper. The issue that we're focused on here is arrogance. And what happens with arrogance is that it blows things out of proportion. There is a basic respect that should be there. And in different scenarios, that respect plays itself out differently. When a daughter-in-law tells her mother-in-law, you're not going to tell me what the wedding's going to look like, it's disrespectful. It's not that the mother-in-law has to be a super genius, and it's not that the mother-in-law has to force her way with the daughter-in-law, but there's still a respectful way to say it. And it doesn't have to be an arrogant mother-in-law in order to feel slighted by the way she's spoken to. So I think that honor in different scenarios is correct, and there's nothing wrong with it. And part of self-worth is that a person is not willing to forgo certain basic honor. It's wrong of a parent to let their child trample all over them. Children try, and parents have to say no. Children will always try. And part of our job as a parent is to teach a child that there is basic respect, and there's respect that's owed to a parent, and there's a system in the world, and they have to adhere to it. And that's part of the correct functioning of a world. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. And that doesn't stem from arrogance. It could stem from arrogance. If a parent is unhealthy, then it could stem from arrogance. But in a healthy scenario, then it does not stem from arrogance. Now, that can play over into many different scenarios. I remember there was a president who rolled over with a dog on the grass, and everyone saw him. The video cameras took pictures as he was rolling around on the lawn with the dog. And people were upset. They felt he degraded himself and he degraded the presidency. You want to play with your dog and roll over on the grass with the dog, do it, but not in the eye of the camera. You should have a basic respect for your position, for your responsibilities. You should not be seen that way. When Clinton used to go jogging in shorts, so there were a lot of people who were very upset by it. You want to go jogging, great. You want to work out, great. But President of the United States should not be seen running around in shorts. No one has to see you like that. You know, that's not your job as president. Go work out in your own private facility. Don't do it in a way where everyone sees you like a regular guy jogging. You have a certain position. We expect a certain self-respect. It reached a point where when Clinton visited Israel, so one of the top comedians had a son who was hospitalized with cancer. So Clinton went to visit him. I guess it was part of a Make-A-Wish Foundation or something. He went to visit this comedian's son in the hospital. The kid said this is his wish. He wants to meet the president. And somehow Clinton got word of this, so he went to visit the kid. So I don't remember the kid's name. Let's call him, for argument's sake, we'll call him Robbie. Okay? So, an Israeli comedian, yeah. So when he went to visit this kid, Robbie, in the hospital, so the kid gave him a gift. He gave him a gift wrap, and he asked Clinton to open it up in front of him. So Clinton opens it up, and he sees a T-shirt that on the back it says, "I got to meet Robbie." So Clinton saw that and he liked it. He said, "You'll see, I'm going to wear that T-shirt and it's going to hit the news." So he did. One time when he went jogging, everyone saw him wearing this T-shirt that said, "I got to meet Robbie." And everyone was wondering, who's this Robbie that Clinton met? And then when he came to Israel a second time, so he went to visit him, so the kid gave him another T-shirt that read, "I got to meet Robbie twice." Okay, but it stems from something, because he didn't hold himself to a certain self-respect. You know, it says something when a kid could give you that kind of T-shirt. It's funny, but there's still a point being said. And I think that that's where we draw the line. There's nothing wrong with a person expecting a certain amount of basic respect. When Honya Me'agel comes back to the academy after 70 years that he was gone, and no one recognizes him, he feels he can't continue functioning because there's a basic respect that he's not getting. They look at him as an old man who knows a lot, but they don't respect him the way Honya Me'agel should be respected. He is the top sage of the world at the time. And they treat him like, you know, yeah, pretty good, buddy. Very nice. You know, you're sharp. But not like Honya Me'agel, and he feels like, how could I work like this? There's a certain basic respect, which a person does deserve, that does not stem from arrogance. And again, that respect changes with a person's age, with a person's position, with a person's knowledge. And there's nothing wrong with that. And on the contrary, part of self-worth is that a person will not forgo that. So I think that's where we draw the line. And I don't either view it as a reward. I think it's part of the correct functioning of a society. To say that?
Magid agrees with it as well.
We'll see.